Thank you very much, Andy. All right, Coach, take us through that ninth inning there. Tilly goes just as far as he can go in some outstanding work out of the bullpen, and you get the strikeout of White, defensive changes, and just a lot going on there, especially in the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, you know, Bauman got us off to another good start, competitive start. Herbert Holtz absolutely jammed something up there, and Tilly pitched Tuesday, but he had such a good look pitching behind Alsop that you wanted to get him back out there. And three innings, I remember the couple of hits, but seeing that he had seven strikeouts, that looks like I'd see absolute growth in him. So, and then McBride, we went to McBride there in a tie game there in the bottom of the ninth and got it to two outs. You know, we were able to get a strikeout of White there, and then Jones, and you know, you want to go from 42 RBIs to 15. So I think that was the right move. We had done it earlier in the ball game to get Pearson back up and got out of it, but you know, he wound up banging a ball. I thought in the top half, two of our better at bats, Caden Green with two strikes gets a hit, and then they change pitchers there. Thatcher Hurd comes in, and I thought Stanfield, that was one of our best swings of the night. The left fielder catches it, and then, you know, that's a tough one. You can't play no doubles there, and the bases loaded, two outs, because anything could fall in front of you. So you're playing normal depth, and they wound up banging a ball and being able to end the game.
Offensively, you tried some different things. You got Chris at the top of the lineup and shifted some things around. I mean, this group is continuing to talk about and try to work through some things. Another tough night offensively, though, again, against Holman and their bullpen.
Yeah, just, you know, the first half, it was the schedule probably, and it was absolutely, you know, our inability to pitch to be competitive. So that's a pretty big hole. And then as soon as we get the second half started, you know, you start taking three SEC everyday players out of the lineup pretty consistently. It makes a difference for us. So hopefully these guys can come in. We got some younger guys that are playing and will be able to help us in the future. You know, we had a chance tonight in this ball game because, you know, we've won the last 2 years, you know, and I kept telling them, you know, it's keep pushing through, you know, play hard. We've been able to have success. So just got to come back out here tomorrow and try not to make excuses, and these guys hopefully keep having better at bats. But I you know, at the end of the day, if you're looking for a real reason why we're sitting here not have won a game going into Sunday, it's just we hadn't had enough at-bats. I think that's five hits in two games and just haven't had enough good at-bats. They helped us with our two runs. I know they had a wild pitch pass ball, a couple walks to get us around. And like I said, Stanfield and Green had two good, but nothing, you know, the Stanfield's ball didn't fall. Their ball absolutely ends the ball game. So we just got to keep at it.
And keep at it is the key. And because of the way Carson has pitched for you the last several weeks, you go into tomorrow's game with a lot of confidence in your starting pitching.
I do. I think because I can see the plan that others have absolutely tried to execute these first 2 days. So hopefully we'll go back and reiterate that, and hopefully Carson can get his stuff set and definitely pitch to his strengths. But, you know, I think we got to feel how to navigate the lineup to keep the big inning away for a couple of days. But we'll have to keep working and fight to try to get one out of here tomorrow.
Appreciate it as always, Coach, very much. War Eagle.
War Eagle.